The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome back to the series prediction episode. Rejoining me are Chris Felico and Terry Cushman. Game one of the Boston Red Sox and Toronto Blue Jays coming off of a five-game heater. The Red Sox are 6-4. First game, Richard Fitz against, and I apologize, he didn't have his first name ready, Easton Lucas. Who do you have, Terry, winning game one?
I have no idea if we're just going on the pitching matchup. Richard Fitz, he's made, what, four or five starts now, going back to last year. He's given us a shot to win in every single one of them, and our offense is white hot. I'm taking the Red Sox.
Chris?
Yeah, I agree with Terry. I feel like every time Dickie Fitz is pitching, we have a shot. Ever since he came up and pitched against the Yankees, for whatever reason, we just seem to play well behind him. He doesn't seem to give a ton of runs. It's an odd matchup. There's not really much behind both of them, but I'm going to take the Sox in this one as well.
I think it's cute that they have a guy that still has an ERA of zero in there, but I'm just not going to go against our guy. He's a little bit younger. I'm just going to go with the guy that's proven, along with the fact that the offense has just been on fire, the last couple games. So I'm going to go with the more obvious choice here. Game two, I think it's going to be unanimous. We can spend 30 seconds on it. Garrett Crochet against, Jose Berrios. Who do you guys have winning game two?
Again, I got to take the Red Sox. Berrios, not a consistent guy over the course of his career. I mean, early on, they thought he could be a Cy Young winner, you know, once or twice at some point, but he just can't put it together. Got thumped by the Orioles in his first start out, scuffled a little bit against the Nationals. Again, I love the momentum we have, and I'm not going to pick against the Red Sox with Garrett Crochet starting the game.
Chris?
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's going to be Crochet, although I don't think it's going to be as easy as we may think. I could see this being a game where maybe there's a slip up. There's a lot of emotion. He got the contract, pitched super well, got us back rolling against the Orioles. If it was Gausman or Bassett, I would probably be a little bit more worried, but I'm going to take Crochet and the Sox in game two as well.
I'm going to take Garrett Crochet for all the same reasons that the world is round and not flat, because anything else just wouldn't make sense. Garrett Crochet is an absolute star. He's going to win the Cy Young in the American League in 2025. And, I mean, that's it. Enough said. Jose Berrios, as Terry said, not consistent. He's just not on the same tier pitcher caliber. And that's it. If he was to go against our next two guys, maybe there's a chance, but not against him. Game three, Tanner Houck, Kevin Gausman. I think it's going to be a little bit interesting in this one. So far, we've each said Red Sox both times. Terry, who do you have winning game three?
Well, I'll be the first to blank. I just don't like the way Houck is trending. And Gausman hasn't been super electric like he has been. I mean, in years past, he can get the punch outs up to, you know, 8-10 per game, and the Red Sox do have a pretty good recent stretch against him, but I just don't trust Tanner Houck. I think this is a lineup outside of a couple of guys, namely one of them being Vladimir Jr. If Houck can kind of tiptoe around him and not you know, not give up a 2 or 3 run bomb. I think perhaps this could finally be the get right game for him, but at face value, I'm going to take the Blue Jays.
Chris.
Yeah, Terry, you stole my thunder. You know, at face value, you look at both of their stats, whether it's inning pitch, hits, Ks, like they both have 4 and 5 Ks on the season, about the same amount of walks, both giving up about the same amount of home runs, 3 and 2. The difference is that when Hauk is giving up a home run or hits, there's people on the pond. So I'm going to probably side with Gausman on this one and go with the Blue Jays, unfortunately.
I sadly have to make it 3. This hurts because I was really hoping to see, you know, us take 3 games and maybe we have an opportunity to do that in game 4. But I'm a little bit nervous with Hauk. And as far as Gausman has pitched so far, I think Gausman has offered a little bit more consistency. And if we're going to lose a game, I think this is the one game that's like probably a given if it's not game 4. Which brings us to game 4. Walker Buehler, who has looked a little shaky so far this year. Surprisingly enough, his ERA is 8.68, and he has a 1-1 record, which is wild, against Chris Bassett, who in 12 2/3 innings has allowed 1 run on 12 hits and has 16 strikeouts with a 0.71 ERA. This should be fun. Terry, who do you have winning game 4?
It's going to be ugly for the Red Sox here. Bassett typically isn't like a super overpowering guy, despite what the first two starts look like on paper. But Buehler just hasn't seemed to figure it out. And watching his post game after the home opener, he didn't really have some hard solutions as to, you know, what's going on. He's trying to figure it out, and Chris Bassett seems to have it figured out. So I've got the Blue Jays winning game 4. I'm a lot more confident in them winning game 4 than I was game 3. I think game 3 could be close, like I said, if Hauk does figure it out, but I think the Red Sox are going to get killed in the finale.
Interesting. Chris?
I mean, logic would tell me it's going to be the Blue Jays. I think I want to say it's going to be the Blue Jays, but my heart is telling me it's going to be the Sox. And the reason being is last year we would lose this game. I think this year, you know, I saw, what was it, Walker Buehler tweeted out after the game, like, sometimes the bats, like, lift you up or whatever, and, like, that's what got him the win against the Cardinals in the first game of the series that we just swept. I think the bats are going to come out. I also think he's going to be looking to prove something. And there's also the fact that, like, if he can't pitch well here, like, at what point is he going to start to pitch well? And then it starts, you know, rearing the ugly head of, well, is that going to happen? Because we're going to go far. We're going to need him to show up at some point. So I'm looking for it here. I'm going to go Sox.
I want to say Boston because I want them to win 3 games out of 4. Chris Bassett, career against Boston in 7 starts, has a 2.4 ERA and is averaging almost seven innings a game. He's averaging almost a strikeout an inning. He's been absolutely torching it so far. Granted, I know, small sample size. It's only been 2 games. But you're going up against a guy who's still trying to figure it out, and you seem pretty dialed in. This might actually be the more automatic game win for Toronto. They're going to be scuffling the first two. They know they're winning game 4, and they're praying they win game 3. Unfortunately, I have Toronto winning game 4 and splitting the series. Anything else you just want to add?
Yeah, just real quick. So the Blue Jays are 10th right now in batting average. Again, small sample sizes. It's only, what, the 4th series of the year for everyone. One encouraging stat right now, they are in a 3-way tie for last place in home runs at 5 apiece. So this could be the get right series that we're hoping for. And as Chris said, I want Walker Buehler to figure it out so bad. It's a lot harder to envision a deeper October run without Buehler at least being a middle of the rotation type guy. Right now, I mean, I don't want to compare him to Corey Kluber in 2023, but Kluber had no answers. He retired. You know, Buehler has to hopefully figure it out, and hopefully Andrew Bailey and the rest of the pitching staff are working diligently on that.
If the Red Sox offense can continue doing what they're doing, it's going to be really hard for us to think poorly about how the result is going to go. However, seeing what we've seen from our starting pitching, struggling to go five innings, this has been a problem. You need quality starts. I need six innings out of my starters. We don't have Brian Baio. We don't have Cutter Crawford. We still don't know what the heck's going on with Walker Buehler and with Tanner Houck. That needs to be rectified. I think we're in a good spot, but man, oh man, if our stars were able to go six plus, I would feel very confident about saying we're going to be winning series in and out if we can keep doing this.
And we've got three against the White Sox after this. So if we can just continue this momentum, we can stack a ton of wins here. So hopefully that's what happens. But
I agree.
I got this series being a split. I'm just same. Being fair. So
we'll Chris, see. You're a gentleman and a scholar, 3-1 in favor of Boston. I appreciate you.
I mean, if my money was on it, I'd be splitting, but
yeah, thank God you're going through hard here.
You actually convinced me after everything you said. Like, I feel like Bassett's due now. He's due for a loss.
Yeah, I think it's possible, but I just only be. I mean, if it's against Crochet, I'd feel more confident about something like that. Only because, you know, if he's going to have a little bit of a scuffle, he's going to go against one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. But that's neither here nor there. We'll see what happens. Everyone, have a great one. Take care.